Red-eye flights start next February. No word yet on when the seating changes take effect. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 540 points, or more than 1%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS Video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport. He's sweet for string orchestra from Arcangelo Corelli, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Normandy here on Kansas Public Radio. As we get underway in our noon hour of classical music, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you. This hour, on a Thursday afternoon, we've got music by Niccolo Paganini, a master of both violin and guitar, and a sonata for both instruments, coming up in a bit, and the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, playing the concert overture In Nature's Realm by Antonín Dvořák. We've got that to look forward to as things get underway here on KPR. We're with the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra next, and conductor Francis Travis to hear a suite by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. And this is music that exemplified a favorite holiday destination of his, Algeria, which he visited for the first time in 1873. He fell in love with the place, and it inspired him to write a tune called An Oriental Reverie, some music that his publisher took a look at and thought would sell quite well and encouraged him to write more music in that vein. The result was the Suite Algérienne, which we'll hear next with the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, an orchestral suite based on one of his favorite vacation destinations in the late 19th century, the Suite Algérienne, with the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, led by Juan Francis Travis on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 is the time. On the way, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with a concert overture by Antonín Dvořák called In Nature's Realm. That'll be in just a few minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to use their passion, find their purpose, and make progress. More information is at kansashealth.org. And Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. Next on KPR, some music from Niccolo Paganini, a master of both violin and guitar. So it's only natural that he would combine the two in a series of sonatas. We'll hear his sixth sonata in D for violin and guitar, played by violinist Luigi Alberto Bianchi, with guitarist Maurizio Preda, here on KPR. Sonata number 6 in D for violin and guitar, the music of Niccolo Paganini, played by violinist Luigi Alberto Bianchi, along with guitarist Maurizio Preda, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:44, and at 1 o'clock, there'll be news from NPR, followed by more classical music. We'll enjoy that until 3 this afternoon. And this evening as well, tonight at 7, it is Classics Live. Tonight on the program, we have 4 string players from the Kansas City Symphony making up a classic quartet. Join us for a fresh performance of Mozart's 14th string quartet, along with tunes by Puccini, Florence Price, Scott Joplin, and more. Classics Live is tonight at 7, and Classical Music with Destiny is from 8 to 9. Tonight on KPR. At the KU campus at the moment, 89 degrees. A high of 94 expected for today. We have a slight chance of showers a little bit later on this afternoon. Tonight mostly clear, low of 71, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 93. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra has one more performance before the news at the top of the hour. a concert overture by Antonin Dvorak, one written in 1891, and one of three that make up a sort of unofficial trilogy of concert overtures by Dvorak, known as Nature, Life, and Love, those consisting of his Carnival and Othello overtures. We'll listen to the nature part of that trilogy with In Nature's Realm. Stephen Gunzenhauser leads the BBC Philharmonic on KPR. Composed in 1891, the concert overture In Nature's Realm from Antonin Dvorak, played by the BBC Philharmonic, led by Stephen Gunzenhauser on KPR. Where it's almost 1 o'clock, news from NPR is just ahead, and the next hour, a concerto from Mendelssohn for two pianos. That and more still to come on KPR.
The World Our News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Changed worldwide. They also found that the swings between dry and wet weather are getting bigger, with drier dry periods and wetter wet periods.
That's NPR's Rebecca Hersher reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some music by Gustav Holst. Written in 1933, one of the last pieces of music by Gustav Holst, and like his earlier St. Paul Suite, that was written for the students for the St. Paul Girls' School, which was situated in Hammersmith, London, in a neighborhood called Brook Green. We listen to the Brook Green Suite, played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham under conductor David Lloyd-Jones on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson with more classical music here for your Thursday afternoon in this 1 o'clock hour. We'll spend most of our time with the Philharmonia Orchestra and the pianists, Katia and Maria Lebec. They're with us in a few minutes, with a concerto written early on in the life and career of Felix Mendelssohn, concerto for two pianos and orchestra, in just a little bit. In the last hour of music, we enjoyed a sonata from Niccolo Paganini. What we have for you next is someone who was once referred to as the Paganini of the oboe, the Italian composer Antonio Pasculi. What we have is a sonata for oboe and piano, based on themes from Donizetti's La Favorita, concerto for oboe played by Omar Zaboli, along with pianist Antonio Ballista. That's next for you on Kansas Public Radio. A concerto for oboe from Antonio Pasculi, concerto based on themes from La Favorita by Donizetti, played by Omar Zaboli, our oboist, along with pianist Antonio Ballista, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:25. News from NPR coming up at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. And then later on tonight, it resumes with Classics Live at 7. Tonight on the program, we've got four string players from the Kansas City Symphony making up a classic quartet, with a fresh performance of Mozart's 14th string quartet, along with tunes by Puccini, Florence Price, Scott Joplin, and more. Classics Live gets underway at 7 this evening, followed by an hour of music with Destiny from 8 to 9, celebrating freedom tonight with Copland's Canticle of Freedom, along with Piazzolla's Liber Tango. Much more wonderful classical music still in store for us later tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. We have a slight chance of showers for our afternoon. Otherwise, sunny skies, temperatures near 93. It is 92 here at the KU campus. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 70, and for tomorrow, sunny, a high of 92, a low of 70 for Friday night. The music next is a concerto by Mendelssohn, a double concerto, one for two pianos. Something that Mendelssohn wrote when he was about 14 years old in 1823, the idea being to write music that he could play with his elder sister Fanny Mendelssohn, also a remarkable pianist. In that spirit, appropriately enough, we have a pair of siblings, Katia and Maria Lebec, at pianos with the Philharmonia Orchestra for the next performance on Kansas Public Radio. Music written in 1823 by Felix Mendelssohn when he was about 14 years old, a concerto for two pianos, played this afternoon by the Philharmonia Orchestra with pianists Katia and Maria Lebec on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and NPR News ahead. More classical music awaiting us in the next hour. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
4-3-3-5-3. Sorry to make you use your phone even more. Join us next time on The Middle. Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
For NPR News, I'm Kayla Padilla in Uvalde.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. In that recording, Rolf Smedvig, trumpet virtuoso and conductor of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, in a Sicilian music by Austrian pianist and composer Maria Teresa von Paradis, a well-known piano student of both Mozart and Salieri in her time. Good afternoon and welcome. Classical music continues on Kansas Public Radio till 3 this afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and we're looking forward to the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and one of the marvelous violin concertos by Louis Spohr, along with a little music for flute and guitar in the form of a serenade by Ferdinando Carulli. That's all just ahead of us. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for what we have for you next. Music by Maurice Ravel from 1912. And one of his more famous ballets, I say ballet, but it was referred to in its time as a choreographic symphony, that told the story of the love between a shepherdess and a goatherd. We'll hear Suite Number 2 from Daphnis and Chloe, next on Kansas Public Radio. Suite Number 2, from the 1912 ballet by Maurice Ravel, Daphnis and Chloe, played by the Chicago Symphony in that recording, conducted by Daniel Barenboim, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just ticked over to 2:25, and in just a few short minutes, we'll be joined by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin for the 10th Violin Concerto by German composer Louis Spohr. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. We have something for you next, a short little serenade from an Italian composer of the late 18th and mid-19th centuries, composer Ferdinando Carulli, who was one of the great Italian composers and teachers for classical guitar. He even wrote an influential guitar method book that's still used by students today. We'll hear a short serenade for flute and guitar in the key of F major, Serenade No. 4, played by Peter Lukas Graf, along with guitarist Konrad Rogosnik on KPR. From the Italian composer and classical guitarist Ferdinando Carulli, Serenade No. 4 in F major, played by flutist Peter Lukas Graf, along with guitarist Konrad Rogosnik on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's coming up on 2:33, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, there's more classical music for you. At 7, we bring you Classics Live. And on the program tonight, we have four string players from the Kansas City Symphony making up a classic quartet with a fresh performance of Mozart's 14th string quartet, plus tunes by Puccini, Florence Price, Scott Joplin, and more. That'll be during Classics Live from 7 to 8, then from 8 to 9. Destiny has an hour of music for you, with Copland's Canticle of Freedom, along with Piazzolla's Liber Tango. Much more wonderful music in store for us this evening from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Slight chance of showers for our afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 70 degrees. Tomorrow's a sunny day once more with a high of 92, a low of 70 for Friday night, and down to the lower 80s on Saturday. And now we arrive at a recording of the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. The 19th century was a great time for virtuoso violinists, with many of history's great violin talents in that time, from the likes of Pablo de Sarasate, Eugène Ige, and Heinrich Wieniawski, and others. One of the great violinists of the mid-19th century was the German composer Louis Spohr, and among his output are counted 18 violin concertos, one of which we have for you now, Violin Concerto No. 10, with conductor Christian Fröhlich leading the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, with violinist Ulf Holscher here on KPR. And thus ends the 10th Violin Concerto in A major by German composer Louis Spohr, played by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Christian Fröhlich with violinist Ulf Holscher here on KPR. Where it is now just about 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. With more music in store for you this evening at 7 o'clock with Classics Live, and then your host is Destiny with classical music from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.